original soundtracks, arrangements, and remixes. Welcome to Fantasy Starbeats with Esper K.
We'll be right back. Alright, just had to check a couple of things, even though... Oh, wow. What a great show we had before me. Way to go, Andy. But, yes, hello, good evening, and welcome to the third episode of Fantasy Star Beats. I am your hostess, Esper K, and for the next 2 hours, I hope to take you on a musical journey that will hopefully last for a lifetime. And we opened with Fantasy Star Collection Sound Collection 1 Dungeon Medley. Let's see, just in case, checking right quick. Seems like I'm coming in alright because someone just mentioned that... Alright, this is your first time here, but I will get to that in just a moment. Let's see, list, where do we have... Oh yes, what's this show about? Well, let's see, this is part 3 of 10 of a series of specials dedicated to bringing you the music and the Phantasy Star series from the Sega Master System onward, including some spin-offs. Each special will have a theme, and a topic with a question or two to go along with it that you and I can answer during the show. After questions, we'll have the Hunter's Lounge, where all of us can casually shoot the breeze by sharing our experiences in line with the special's theme. If lucky, we may be able to share or hear tips that we can take back to the games that they are for. No, I'm not a hologram. I can only wish, though. Would be cool. But how can you listen or talk to me during the show, since participation's a very huge factor that I'd like to ride on for this show? If you, well, aren't listening to me already on the radio, you can go to radiose.ga/listen, and, yes, listen. And, let's see, choose the option that best suits your listening needs. I've listened in from, a media player before, but the web browser also works. They should have an option for that, too. Or you can go to radiosega.net and /play, and you'll be greeted with the download prompt for the playlist file, just in case you want to listen to it on the go, like maybe on your media player or something like that. If you want to directly talk to me in the IRC, you can go to rrc.surrealchat.net and /join the hashtag RadioSega. Just be sure to change your nick so I know who you are. And you can also contact me on Twitter using @RadioSega, using the hashtag PSBeats, so I can actually keep an eye out for that. Or you can contact me directly by going to @EsperK_. That's ESPER, letter K with an underscore after it. Let's see, now that I've gone through that, let's see who is joining me tonight. Quite a few people. Hello to Trigon, Andy91, KC, Rexy, Vo21, Voice, Spondy, Dempsey, versus Madakuchi-san, Mr. Mixelplex. Let's see, RadioSega_357, who are you? The Chaos Blue, Trekkie, Twinny, and WD Hells. So hello! Hello to you on IRC. Let's see if anyone tweeted us out on Twitter. Let's see, where is that window? Oh, here we are. And it looks like... Well, let's see, Twinny, right. Let's see, looks like Casey also tweeted me out, and... Ron Dwarf. So, hello to you three. Wait, I love how someone actually said Mister's name right, that's a first. You win a cookie! I win a cookie! Really? I do? I wonder what it is. I love cookies. But before I get into the next block of music, which seems to be... Whoa. Okay, it's a doozy tonight. I can go right into the question, ask the first one, and then come back with hopefully some answers that you guys have. So, the first question I have tonight is, which dungeon or quest area theme is your favorite? Which dungeon or quest area theme is your favorite? So, I will leave you to that. Think on it for a while during the music break, and hopefully I'll come back with some responses. Whether I do or not, I don't mind sharing mine, since there are a lot out there that I like. It's hard to say which ones are my favorite. So, to start off the next block, I will be going to Phantasy Star 4, The End of the Millennium, PS1 Dungeon Range 1. This is Phantasy Star Beats, I am Esper K, and you are only listening here to it on Radio Sega. See you in a few minutes. We'll be right back. seems like it's safe to come back now. And we just had, from Phantasy Star Online Episode 2, A Longing to Ancient Times, Part 1, Phantasy Star Zero, Secret Altar, and started with Phantasy Star 4, The End of the Millennium, PS1, Dungeon Arrange 1. Ah, a nice little peaceful mix of tracks there. I cannot wait for Part 2. At least for some of those tracks. But before the music break, I asked... Let's see... Oh, right. Which dungeon or quest area theme is your favorite? And I managed to get a couple of answers during the break. Let's see who the first one was. Just bring up the window. It's kind of weird navigating through this without sound. And... Hey, Amethyst Rato, they're back! They responded from Twitter. Oh god, I think it might have been the Tower of Kalem from PSO Episode 3. Oh, I pretty much squealed in my seat when I saw that one, because that is also a favorite theme of mine. And the answer to the question. Oh jeez. It seems like for the first 2 minutes of that track, everything is calm, and it's a nice bit of thinking time just to get your cards in order before the real fight starts. And coupled with it, the moment it gets to that rising point, at about 2 minutes in, as you're going up the tower, you're just greeted with this beautiful scape of forest and sunset, and just... it is amazing. Go out there, find a video, try to find something that has that actual stage in there, and you will see what I am talking about. Goodness gracious. Let's see... Sparky Tinny also responded with the theme to Darum from Phantasy Star 2. I spent so much time in there that I know it by heart. I have yet to actually play that one all the way through, but I hope I get to that point someday. Let's see... What were responses like in the IRC during the music break? Some talk about Girl Scout cookies. That must have been the cookies that I actually won. Thanks for saying Mr. Mixelplix's name correctly. So I will enjoy those mint cookies. I don't know when they'll get here in the mail, but I will enjoy them nonetheless. Even if you decide not to send them. Let's see. Wait, there's an official Girl Scout cookie finder app. Oh, I need to look in that. let's see. And Casey is saying, I'm a girl, too. A sexy one, for that matter. Rawr. Okay, you can have that one. I'll let you have that, Casey. That is very true. And apparently, 20 has gone to vacuuming. See when you get- oh wait, never mind, you're back. That was about- We tore to 2 minutes ago? Okay, so you're back from vacuuming. Welcome back! I need to keep a better marker on time. Actually, given my own playlist queued up, I already know I'm going to overrun by a couple of minutes. So I'm not that worried about it. Now, Sandy said, got to head off to bed now as I have work tomorrow. Well, have a good rest of the day, guys, and keep up the awesome work, Esper K. Thank you, Andy! Have a good night, and thanks again for the show. Oh, nope, there he goes. I can only wave now as I was a few seconds late. No! Oh well. And Mr. Mixelplix has gladly linked to the official Girl Scout Kiki Finder app. I will check into that during the break, but not now, as I still have more music to cut to. And from the looks of the playlist, this is also a very large block, so even more time for you to get answers for the first question in. I will probably be starting the next question at the top of the hour, so I will be waiting for them, and when I see them, I will read them, and I will probably be very happy. So to start off with the next block, since this is a particularly long one, a little longer than the first, we'll start off with Phantasy Star 3 Generations of Doom from the Labyrinth. Oh boy. A chilling track coming up. Enjoy! that scared me for a minute. I was like, wait, no, don't go to the next block. I didn't tell you to yet. But yes, we just had from Phantasy Star Universe, Abandoned City, Melvor, Phantasy Star Online 2, Crisis in Urban District, Scenery, an 8-minute track. Holy cow. I know it was a little long, but I had to include it. Because it sounded very familiar for some reason. I sometimes wonder why for a moment, but then I was able to pick out that maybe some other themes from older Phantasy Star games are included in there somewhere. Let's see, and before that we had from Phantasy Star 2, the Japanese version, Under. And see, and started off with Phantasy Star 3, Generations of Doom, Labyrinth. I got some good comments on that one played. Let me scroll up and see if I can find it. where is it? No, not that one, 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 not that one. Wait. Aw, it scrolled off too far. Oh, wait, no, found it. There we go. No, that's an iTunes comment. Oh, right, found it! Maybe the same person, though. Rexy said, oh god, the dungeons in Phantasy Star 3. All I remember about the music was that it got old fast. However, I do have fond memories of Lyle pulling a face heel turn during Phantasy Star 3. I know, right? It's like, hey, help me out of this and we'll join your party. Then as soon as you get to somewhere else, it's like, fight me. Wait, what? I'm gonna feel really salty when I play that part of the game myself. Although I did feel kind of angry during watching a playthrough. let's see, what else was said about... Oh, right! Casey remembers this one! It's like, I remember one. And you remember one from a game that you didn't start with, so great job! I would give a star, but you're too far away, and, well, I hope you can take a digital one instead, because I can gladly do that. And during the break, I also got another answer to the first question of the night from DigiValentine. He said, definitely Spaceship from PSO1 Episode 2, Trick Track. There are two parts to it, though. Which one? That said, I also really like Mines 2 from PSO1 Episode 1. Actually, I wouldn't feel bad at all if he just said that he liked both parts from Trick Track, because I kind of do, too. I totally do. Actually, speaking of which, that's queued up in the next block, so great timing on that one! let's see... Oh, wait! Chat skipped on me again. I don't have a cat here yet, so I can't say that. And I want my star, Casey says. You'll get one, I think. Maybe I'll sketch one after the show and send it. That would be kind of nice. A nice little shiny star, on digital paper or something. Oh, right. I got a good question during the break. Simon Shirley says, so is this dungeons or inventory screens? And then a couple seconds later said, I guess that joke is already passed. No. No, the joke is not passed. I don't mind taking that one to my grave. You should have checked your inventory before coming in here, because we're doing dungeons tonight. Of course, it's followed by Dungeon Boys, We Dungeon Tonight, and We Dungeon at Dawn. And it's typed out in this interesting way where there are spaces between the letters. That sounds... I know why that looks familiar, because a lot of people were doing that in Twitch chat during AGDQ, which I might add did splendid this year. Raised over 1.5 million, if I recall. So, wow. If it turned out that well, I cannot wait for summer games done quick. But let's see, it is getting to the point where I have to queue up the next block anyway, and starting it off will actually be from Phantasy Star Online Episode 2 Trick Track, Part 1. I can't play Part 2 yet. There's a specific reason why, though, but you'll see. And it seems like the next question of the evening has been queued up since, let's see, this is going to go for, I guess about 10 minutes or so it's not that bad. But the next question is, which part in a Phantasy Star game left you particularly stuck? Which part in a Phantasy Star game has left you particularly stuck? Like, it could be anything from maybe like a battle that you couldn't get past, or maybe a puzzle. Anything. Anything that rendered you stuck in a game that probably made you start over or whatever. Please, I don't mind listening. because I know we've all had those hard times in games, no matter what they are. So, let's get to Trick Track. And I will see you guys in a few minutes. Trick Track, hold the bunny man down, says Casey. Yeah, he'll probably hop all over the place now. Enjoy, because I certainly will. Ah, that was a nice chilling 10 or so minutes right there. We just had from Phantasy Star 3, Phantasy Star Online, Episode 3, Card Revolution, Tower of Kalem. And when that 2 minutes came in, I just shivered all over. It was just amazing. And it started off with, Phantasy Star Online Episode 2, Trick Track Part 1. And speaking of Trick Track, I got an answer from DigiValentine about the rest of the first part of his question. And he said, definitely both parts of Trick Track. Part 1 is chilled and relaxed, and Part 2 makes me want to fight in this hype. That is very true. Ah, very true. I cannot remember how many times I had that on heavy rotation, like the moment I was able to listen to the soundtrack. Let's see, and speaking of other answers, it seems like some answers for the second question have come in. Let's see, first one being from Amethyst Rato again. They say, another PSO-related one, given that's what I played the most, but Dayrolay the first time through. So annoying. Oh, I can completely relate with that one. At first I didn't know what that thing was, and then, like, I was running around the raft, like, wondering what I was supposed to be doing. but then when it got to the point where he clamped onto the side of your raft and poked at you with those probes, I was like, dude, no, stop, I'm supposed to be killing you, what are you, you mutated thing. I cannot remember how many tries it took me, but I was so glad when it was over, and I managed to go to the mines afterward. So yay! Let's see... For the second question, another one came in from DigiValentine, and he said, Dr. Rome's mission to fight Dayrolay from PSO1, the Dreamcast version. That guy spent half the battle eating the floor. Oh right, Dr. Rome does go with you to investigate that terrible thing. And I also can't remember how many times he died. That's probably for the best in Dr. Rome's case. Let's see, hopping from Twitter to back to chat for a moment. Let's see if anything was said during the music break. Oh wait, that's the last block. No wait, that's the last block. Skipping to the next one. Around... Bingo. Toony said, I heard this on a show before, I think, in reference to Trick Track. And Casey said, this has been played on RS Top 40 plenty of times. It has! And there was one time I was able to manipulate the... Why would I say manipulate? I didn't really pull anything, I just requested a lot. And I did manage to get Trick Track up there once. And probably after that, never again! Because there are too many of you requesting things, which is actually good. Let's see... And on Mr. Mixoplex's end, the official Girl Scout Cookie Finder app is working. That is good! Tell us how that goes. Wait. Hold on. Something else from Mr. Mixoplex. I wonder if Sega put Mother Brain as the final boss just to spite Nintendo and their Metroid game! No! That would be terrible if so. Because if you look at the Mother Brain from Metroid and the Mother Brain from Phantasy Star, they kinda... It's almost like night and day. Great, now you've gotten me thinking about that, thanks. Let's see, I'm pretty sure there was another answer that came in for... Right, there was another one. Let's see, Sparky Tinny said, fighting Mother Brain at the end of PS2. It took me 10 tries before I went back and level grind just to beat it. Oh, I have yet to share that frustration. But I bet when I do get to that point, I will most likely be underleveled. And I'll probably die just as much. Oh, and just got something in from Dungeon Buster. Hello again. Let me just save that here. And he said, trying to find Noah. The dungeon before you finally get him twisted me around quite a bit before I found my way through. Yeah, that did actually look kind of confusing when I looked at the playthrough. Oh. But when he's finally in your party, hopefully things do get better. Slightly. Wait, yeah. This is the first one I'm talking about, not the second. And WD Hill says, so pretty? Let's see, in reference to... Let's see, that was about 3 minutes ago. So, in reference to the Tower of Cannon, I recall, I can wait on a response for that one, and it looks like I should be going into the next block anyway. Let's see, this one should be about 6 or so minutes, probably 7, but it is... let's see, but we're starting out with, let's see, Eternal Steps to Heaven from Phantasy Star Zero. This is Phantasy Star Beats with Esper K, and you are only listening to it here on Radio Sega. Enjoy the tunes, because I know I will.
Thank you.
Whatever your class, there's music everyone can appreciate. You're listening to Fantasy Starbeat.
Ha! Huh? I caught that one! It almost went into the next block without my telling it to. But I think I will chalk that up to derping slightly on the playlist compilation. But let's see, you have just heard from Fantasy Star Online. No, wait, we just had that. Really? I'm not supposed to come back yet! There's one more tune! officially back this time. Honest. I need to trust my playlist more. let's see. We just had... Oh, for a few seconds and then the full version. Phantasy Star Portable 2 Infinity. Naked Sky, original version. Phantasy Star 4, the end of the... the end of the Millennium Organic Beat. And I've gotten a few lovely questions just because of the name of that track. And Phantasy Star 0, Eternal Steps to Heaven. Let's see. Oh, goodness. Is it already that time already? Whew. Time flies when you're listening to great tunes. But let's see what happened in chat during that music break, aside from the laugh that I got when I accidentally came back a little early. Oh right, for the organic beat track. Since this track is organic, is it also gluten-free? I'm not particularly sure about that, Mr. Mixelflix. You'll have to check with them on that one. I don't think the track is edible anyway. Wait, Rexy says, ladies and gentlemen, Phantasy Stars of Rage. Hold on, this was in reference to... I can bring the... Oh, right. Is this about the Eternal Steps to Heaven track? Because I also remember getting a question about the track itself. Oh, right, from 20. Does the level itself take place in some angelic place based on the song title? Actually, yes, it does. And although I haven't visited that place in the game myself, I decided to do a little lookup, and apparently it belongs to a place called Eternal Tower, which kind of makes sense, as the tower itself is 101 floors tall. There is no saving for that track. There is no saving at all for that tower. You have to put your DS to sleep in order to try and get through that, in order to get through that thing. I've been seeing messages where they were able to get to, floor 62 before quitting, or just flat-out quitting, but let's see, if you happen to complete all 101 all 101 floors, let's see, where is this? Oh, there are three reasons why you'd want to do the Eternal Tower. One, to complete every single mission. Two, to get rare items in, hard and super hard mode, since normal mode is just kind of crap. And three, to complete the titles you get for clearing each mode and the items you get to, the higher percentage in that weapon category. That actually isn't a very bad idea. I still have Phantasy Star Zero. I think I may as well just go back and do my best at the tower. Wouldn't be the first time I put my DS to sleep for a few days at a time. Let's see, and... Hold on a moment. I just got a question from Simon Shirley. Has anyone ever played with someone where one person guides and the other person jumps? Oh, wait, what's this dude? Oh no, I managed to kill off my PS2 team in less than 5 minutes. Wait, why? Why would you do that? I'll wait for a response on that one, but let's see, there are even more responses in the chat room somewhere. Let's see, during the... which track was this in? Oh right, was it the Naked Sky one, I believe? I swear that track sounded like something that Yuzo Koshiro might do. Which track was this in reference to? Because I'm still trying to get a little handle on my time here, and I've managed to get most of it, but... Oh, the second in the block! So... Right, that was for Organic Beat then. Okay. Oh, hold on a moment. More on that accidentally killing your PS2 team from Simon Shirley. Sharing the controller was in relation to hand-holding play the games. I think I want to see that for myself, and just see how terrible everything went for that one. And a very nice comment from Mixelflix a little earlier in the block. Now that I'm older and I better understand storytelling in RPGs, as well as have a better understanding of strategies in battle, I want to go back and play through all the Phantasy Star games, in order. Now, would that be in order according to lore, or in order for the game, in order for the games that were released? Because that does switch up the order, but if you choose to go either chronological order in real time when they were released, in comparison to chronological order from the games, like from the games themselves, because if I recall, they do kind of follow a timeline. Although, let's see, Phantasy Star 3, let's see, Phantasy Star Online 2, and I think one of the portable games might be up in the air. Or was that Universe? No. Let's see, the Universe ones are in chronological order. Oh, from the games themselves. Oh. I will have to think on that one, because there are a couple of theories involving that. But it seems like I haven't answered my part of the question for the second half of questions before the Hunter's Lounge, and oh goodness. Which part in the Phantasy Star game left me particularly stuck? That would have to be the time when I had to go through her secret mission I don't know how many times, because I wanted Karen Era's partner card. And for me to actually go into that would require the Hunter's Lounge block. Ah, jeez. But I've set that aside. I'm kind of ready to explain myself on that one. Oh, and it looks like Casey is leaving. Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good evening. I will hopefully see you sometime tomorrow when you're on RS Top 40. And speaking of which, whoa. It's about time for me to get to the next block, and it seems to be a short one indeed. About closing in on 7 minutes. From Phantasy Star Online 4, let's see, Phantasy Star Online Episode 4, Blue Burst, will have Underworld Equilibrium. So be sure to enjoy this. I know I certainly will. Gave me shivers the first time I stepped foot in this. See you in a few minutes. This is Phantasy Star Beats. Only on Radio Sega. Right, and I have returned for just a moment in order to relay to you the Hunter's Lodge topic of the evening. Whew. But before we get to that, we just had, let's see, Fantasy Star Online 4 episode Blue Bursts, Underworld Equilibrium. Very nice track that was. Very calming and kind of surreal. At least that is until you get to the next part of the area. Jeez, I can still remember that boss. I cannot believe this. And it seems Dempsey Versus has come back into the chat room. Oh! Had a slight net drop there? Oh wait, never mind, I had to restart Firefox. Okay! But welcome back. So don't worry, Simon, it was nothing we said. At least, as far as I know, yes. And during the break, it looks like there were a few responses. Let's see how we're short for that block. Let's see. Oh, right. Mr. Mixoplex got back to the question I asked. Let's see. And he said, from the games themselves, continuity is a big thing with me. Ooh. So if you're actually going by the games themselves, you'd probably be doing 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it was Gaiden was next? I see Gaiden was probably next, and then after that, Online, Universe, let's see, Universe, Ambition of the Illuminous, let's see, Phantasy Star Portable, actually, that would be before Ambition of the Illuminous, if I'm thinking in terms of lore. Let's see, then after Illuminous, that would be Portable 2, then Portable 2 Infinity. And we're still waiting on Online 2, so when it gets here, I will be able to enjoy that for days on end, maybe. Actually, there is no maybe about that. I'm pretty sure I will enjoy it, especially with the music that we've heard so far from it. Goodness gracious me. But to that Hunter's topic question, no, Hunter's Lodge topic question, I can't forget about that. And that would be to share the most difficult dungeon or puzzle you had to deal with in the game and how you overcame it. I'm going to have a ball explaining myself for this one, because it pertains to the second question that I answered. Oh, I hate that mission so much. I don't care if it was a secret, but I really wanted that partner card. Let's see, speaking of that little break that I was going to have before the Hunter's Lounge, just gonna pop in two tracks right quick. The first one from Phantasy Star 2, Advanced, Oversea version. Let's see, then I'll follow that up with... Actually, that is a pretty nice one right there. I'll pop that one in too. I just talked about Phantasy Star Online 2. I'll put another track from it. So that being said, I will see you again in a few minutes, and when I return, we will have the Hunter's Lounge. Let's see, this is Phantasy Star Beats with Esper K, only on Radio Sega. See you when I get back. This is going to be a lovely one.
Sega.
Grab a TriMate, sit back, relax, and share a story with us. Welcome to the Hunter's Lounge.
Holy cow, that surprised even me. And I put those sounds in there. But, hello, we are back, and now we are in the Hunter's Lounge portion of Fantasy Star Beats. Jeez, I reviewed it and it still scared me. Oh well, that's behind me now. But we just had two nice tracks. Mostly from Fantasy Star Online 2, Underworks Probe, Lilliput, Scenery, which... And let's see, to which Rexy commented, part of me wishes I was 17 listening to this show. It would have been perfect mood music to doing drawings on DeviantArt. Yeah, it is pretty nice. It's like nice and chill, even though it looks like you're going through a derelict factory that could probably spring up at any moment and have monsters, and have machines attack you. And let's see, we started off with, Fantasy Star 2 Advanced Oversea Version. Let's see, were there any particular comments about that one? Not exactly, aside from Mixelplix, when he said, when I was younger, I was hoping that Fantasy Star and Star Ocean would cross over. You know what, I actually remember you saying something about that last week. Only I wasn't able to say it on the show because I caught it late. So it's good that you said it again. It's good. It's good to hear that. That would be a fantastic mix. You guys hear that, Sega? Find some way to make that happen. Even if it's some sort of item, or weapon, or costume that a player could actually have. It's probably out there somewhere, and I'm just late to the party. But, speaking of the Hunter's Lounge topic of the evening, a few responses have come in for it. Let's see what they have to say first before I get to my answer. Got about two here so far. First one from Dungeon Buster. I couldn't put my finger on one specific dungeon or puzzle, but when escape pipes were introduced, I always made a point to bring one. Escape pipes, I remember those. You can use Ryuker in lieu of them in Fantasy Star Online, but it is still a good idea to use telepipes whenever you have the chance. Carry them with you, I mean. Wait a minute. Wait, escape pipe, Ryuker? Oh, right. I'm getting my games mixed up. But they're still part of the same series. There is a telepipe item. They just didn't come around till, later. I actually can't remember the first one having it. Do they? No, wait. They had... if I recall correctly, they had a magic flute? If I remember right, the flute was used to... Someone refresh my memory on that one, because I can't quite remember. Mr. Mixelplix said, I wish I had a TriMate. I do too! I also wonder how they taste. Because in, earlier versions, particularly the first one, if I recall correctly, they didn't have, monomates, dimates, or trimates. They had colas and burgers. Goodness. But Rexy says, telepipe? I remember an escape pipe in PS3. Okay, there we go. Yep, those match up. So, Dungeon Buster, Rexy, you guys are prepared. You have escape pipes. I don't. I use Ryuker and I have to rely on my photon points in order for me to get out. party up next time, please? Let's see, next answer we have is from Sparky Tinny. Said, I had a hard time navigating through the aptly named Esper Mansion in PS2. I made a map of it, which helped me. That actually isn't a bad idea. Whoops! Making a map just so you can get around is never a bad idea, especially if a manual doesn't supply one. Graphing papers, pencils, those are the best tools of the trade back then, at least if you didn't have, maps and manuals. And I'm repeating myself. Let's see, have there been any other answers? Let me just scroll through here. Aside from a snow warning that I may be getting in the northeast area of this particular country. Holy cow. Whew. I hope you guys are prepared for the storm ahead, because that 36 inches, possibly, in New York, around New York City? I really hope you guys are prepared for that one. Ah, gracious me. Should be stocked for a blizzard over here. Let's see, no other responses just yet for the Hunter's Lounge from listeners. So I suppose it's my turn. And I said I was prepared for this one. Which I am! The most difficult thing that I had to deal with was, well, her secret mission, when I wanted to get Karen Era's partner card. And there were so many little things that you had to do in order to get that one partner card. And it was mainly due to the fact that you had to complete most of this particular subplots in order to get said card. If you were so much as wrong on any part of a guide, let's see, that... if you were wrong on, like, any part of the guide at all, that card, nope, wouldn't matter how perfectly you did her secret mission, you would not get that card. So I remember the many times I had to go back through previous subplot missions just to answer things correctly and do particular actions right, in order for me to get one little extra thing to select, and that would be stay up listening, because if I remember correctly, going through Hobby Row Forbidden District, that particular area that we had to go through for her secret mission involved, if I remember right, collecting samples. And after you collected all the samples, like, there would be a little cutscene, and regarding, most of the subplot parts correctly or not, you would get that selection I just noticed, stay up and listen. And if you do get that, you get to view a new event featuring a conversation between Ethan and Karen. After clearing Photon Harvest 2, she should have given you your partner card. And of course, I was so focused on getting that partner card that I completely forgot I could get Timur. Oh, and I got a pop-up. Oh. That I will be addressing sometime during the next block. Oh, goodness. But yes, there were two more cards that you could actually get. One of them being Renvolt Magashi himself, if you didn't actually decide to kill him when you had the chance to in one particular mission. Or you could have gotten Orson Weber's card. How could you get that guy's card anyway? Wasn't he supposed to... Oh, wait, no, right, he's alive. Yeah, I completely forgot about those two cards. And if I also remember correctly, somewhere in the Grapevine you could also get... Let's see, not Helga's, but Vivian's partner card. But the requirements for that one were a little more special, and possibly unobtainable on the NAEU side. But I have talked a little too much, and it's getting close to the end of the show, and I have about two more tracks queued up. Let's see, one more being from Phantasy Star Portable 2, Subspace Labo. When I get back, it will be the end of the show, and I have to say goodbye to you guys until next week. Aww. I can't believe time has actually passed that quickly. But in the meantime, enjoy the music. I know I certainly will. Talk to you when I get back. seems like we've come to the end of the show, and I told you we were going to overrun. Ah, I know, before the show even started, I am on a roll here. But let's see, as such, let me see if I can run down the list pretty quick. In the IRC chat, goodbye to Trigon Rexy, Votoyon, Voice Bondi, Dempsey Versus, Metal Matakuji, Mr. Mixelplix, Radio Sega 357, you still haven't changed your name, who are you? Simon Shirley, the Chaos Blue, Trekkie, and Twinny. Let's see, let's go back to Twitter and see who has helped us this evening. Wait, what's this about Fantasy Star Burgers? I don't have time for this! Unless that was probably due to the burgers mention I had in the last block. It had to have been. Let's see, goodbye to Ty20, KC. I still hoping he's having a good night. Let's see, Brondwarf and the Sega Nerds. Let's see, as for the people that were kind enough to answer questions during the evening, let's see if I can scroll and catch everybody here. Let's see, Amethyst Raito, Sparky Tinny, Digi Valentine. Let's see, I know there was at least one more person. Right, Dungeon Buster. I just want to stay and enjoy this track. It's so awesome, but there's still one more I have to queue up right after this before the show ends, so I will get right to that in just a moment. Ten the night. Wait, no, I still have to go over shows. Because there are other shows here. Let's see, for Monday we have Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown with KC at 8 PM UK time. We don't have anything Tuesday, if I recall. But Wednesday we have the Cyber Razor Cup with Sonic Yoda. Also at 8 PM. Let's see, on Thursday we would have the Sega Lounge, but they're off season for the moment. Let's see, but later on that night at about midnight we'll have RSN Live with Voice at midnight, and later on that day we'll have Sega Mixer Drive with Rexy at 9 PM. And if you happen to watch anything, like maybe Sonic Radio or something like that, Shadow Remix will have the Sonic R Show on Sonic Radio at 2 AM. Kind of a late night show. You'd probably be in bed. But maybe Saturday would be a little lenient, and you can stay up and listen to it. Let's see, following that day, for Saturday, we have the Late Afternoon Breakfast Show with Shadow Remix at 4 PM UK time. And later on that day, if nothing happens, if I recall correctly, Gabby is going to have Saturday Night Sega at 10 PM. For Sunday, speaking of which, Andy just finished Sunday Fun Day. Like before I came on at 10. Let's see, if you happen to miss it, download the podcast. It's pretty good. Let's see, he started his at 8 PM UK time, and then we'd be back to me with Fantasy Star Beats at 10 PM. And it looks like this track is almost over because I forgot to extend it, and that's actually a good thing. Because I can just either let it ride or just cue into the next track. And it's a few more seconds, I'll just let it ride. So that being said, if you happen to miss the show, please download the podcast, and thank you for listening. I will see you guys next week. Please, enjoy what's to come. Because this is going to be a very fantastic 4 minutes coming up. Bye! To say, this is also from Phantasy Star Online 2. Asheron, please enjoy.
Sega.